from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB and this morning, what the hell did Trump mean by covfefe? Giles Martin mixes up the Beatles for you, and as a result, we have got a test to see whether you're an old fart or not. But before any of that, the Lions are here, the Lions are here.
You may win some of the local derbies, the regional outings, and good luck to you on that. But the cold hard reality is you are here, as you know, for the big stuff, for the headline stuff, for the history-making bits, and on that front, you face the greatest side of the world, and to be honest, probably the best All Black side we have ever produced. Believe me, I mean, when Richie and Dan left, we all thought, ooh, this will be interesting. But all that Steve and Wayne did, Hanson and Smith, that is, the coaches, was open up the talent cupboard and bugger me if it wasn't full of replacements. Anyway, may the best team win, and I can assure you, when we do, we will be gracious in victory. So to the rest of your trip, you arrive at a time of robust economic growth. Basically, we're booming. Go anywhere you like. Pick a region. It's all beautiful. It's all successful. And the locals will love to see you. Spend up. We're in the middle of a tourist dream run. You'll notice how busy it is, but there's room for everyone. Top tip, drink the Sauvignon Blanc from Marlborough, the Pinot Noir from Central Otago or Martinborough, the Claret from Waiheke and the Syrah from Hawke's Bay. And that, apart from anything, will be a good education, because I know you opened a record number of wineries back home last year, but tasting our product will give you a good gauge on just how far you've still got to go. Anyway, have the time of your life, and don't be surprised at the end of it if you want to stay permanently. You won't be alone. Half the world is already in the queue. Speaking of tourists and accommodation...
Sorry, I know that you said that you didn't mean any of that in an up yours kind of a way. But basically, you've just told them, don't bother going to the rugby because you're going to lose.
Watch it if you want. Watch it if you want.
And that you make terrible wine, so it's lucky you're here to drink out.
It's aspirational wine that once you've tasted the best, you'll understand the gap and the energy required to go to the next level.
That's a nice way of putting it. Aspirational wine? That sounds like something I wouldn't mind drinking, especially if it's cheaper and has a high alcohol content. Moving on quickly to Convifi. What was it again?
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
So Trump tweets out, despite the constant negative covfefe, C-O-V-F-E-F-E, and that was it. And of course, everyone went nuts because that's what they do about Trump these days. And the assumption is they're after the word coverage. And somehow the autocorrect, and he well, I mean, if he was a drinker, you'd write it off as drinking, wouldn't you? But he doesn't drink, and this is what I suppose makes it so interesting. So covfefe, C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Anyway, from Twitter, Philadelphia police roads are still slick from last night's rain. Please use your wipers and drive with covfefe. Jimmy, it wouldn't be so funny if it wasn't such a stupid word. Jimmy Kimmel. What makes me saddest is that I know I'll never write anything funnier than covfefe. The worst part, covfefe is more coherent in reason than pretty much anything else he's ever said. Another one, I like to imagine that covfefe is the exact moment someone tackled Trump and wrestled the phone out of his hand.
Well, what we really need is a definitive pronunciation guide.
Why don't we ask Sean Spicer? Is he doing a thing today? Is he
That should be the first question. How do you actually pronounce it? Because is it covfefe? Covfefe? Is the V silent? Is it a...
Covfefe.
It could be covfef.
What about a silent F? Cogy. You know?
I'm pretty sure that's not it, but...
Okay, you don't know, because we're in the world of fake news at the moment.
So, yeah, it's really hard to know in that world of fake news what you're supposed to take seriously and what you aren't. I mean, obviously, who really cares about this whole misspelled tweet, right? Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
This is the big international story of the morning, of course. Covfefe. This was the Trump tweet overnight, C-O-V-F-E-F-E. That was all the tweet was. It was despite the covfefe, everyone went, what's going on? So, of course, we needed none other than Sean Spicer to front up this morning and tell all.
Do you think people should be concerned that the president posted somewhat of an incoherent tweet last night and that it then stayed up for hours?
No.
Why did it stay up so long? Is no one watching this?
No, I think the president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant.
What did he mean? Is that all Sean gave us? What did he mean?
So, he meant something.
He meant something, but we just don't know. Where was the follow-up question from the American press, which is, what did he mean?
Yeah, and I also feel like that Sean's feeling a little aggrieved that nobody told him what he meant, but he's not part of that small group.
He's still part of the small group who's looking to get sacked, if you believe the rumours around the White House. Big change is coming.
It's still a mystery, of course, why President Trump seems to be allowed to tweet at all without anybody filtering, you know, the cyberspace between him and the rest of the world. I mean, I don't let Mike Hosking push any buttons, for example, on our show, because I hate to think what would happen. So, mind you, he's more important than President Trump, of course. We're going to have to talk about this Beatles remix now. So it's a 50th anniversary version of Sgt. Pepper's remix by George Martin's Sir George Martin's son, Giles. How did he do it?
So how much do you do with the music that was recorded such a long time ago, and how much do you want to do, given that you're messing with, I would have thought, something brilliant and authentic?
Well, you can do quite a lot, actually, because we have techniques now we developed. It was very primitive how they recorded, but the way they recorded was amazing. They recorded it onto four tracks, so they could have four separate things on one tape, which they was then mixed. But they used a very good form of tape, and actually the tapes sound amazing. They really do sound extraordinary. They sound better than recordings do now. And we can actually go back. So what my dad had to do is you have to record on one tape machine, and then he'd run out of space, if you like, and have to bounce it to another tape machine, and then do that again and again. If you remember cassettes, if you had a cassette copy of a cassette, it always sounded worse. And the last mix they had to do would be off the final tape. And we don't have to do that anymore. So immediately we can, you know, a lot of people said to me about this new mix of Sgt. Pepper that they can suddenly hear Ringo's drums, and it's not as though I'm doing anything to the drums. It's just the fact you're listening to a very early tape.
Yeah, so I'm going to put my technical director's hat on here for just a little minute. I've spent a bit of time listening to this remix, and I'm not actually a massive fan. I feel like everything sounds a bit thin because it is so clean. I know this sounds weird, but and I actually don't want to hear Ringo's drums any better, because I think we all agreed he wasn't the world's greatest drummer. Am I allowed to say this stuff, given that we've just interviewed this guy? Maybe not. But here's another weird thing that happens on Sgt. Pepper's, of course.
Hi, Mike, says the text. John Lennon introduced the high-pitched note so dogs could hear it. Enjoy the day, Leonie. Is that fake news or is that real?
Sounds like the kind of thing that could be real.
Okay. So what are we doing here?
So yesterday, I mean, this is after you claimed that you had never heard of a song called "Day in the Life."
Well, you gave me the words, and then I remember I didn't know what it was called. Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, at the end of the song
news today,
it's quite famous because this happens.
What am I listening for?
So there's this, and this goes on for a little while.
Yes.
So you can hear this, right?
Yes, that's good.
Yeah. I was getting nervous. We can all hear this.
So I can hear it. So I thought, right, I'm not an old fart. So you can't hear what we're about to play.
Yeah. So this is.
Well, how do you know we're playing?
So this is basically, you know, it's the last chord ringing out.
Yes.
You know, and this was all quite revolutionary at the time. This kind of thing.
Was it?
We just record this in crystal clarity and see how long it goes, and we won't fade it out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But now it's going to get interesting in a minute.
Yes.
So I'm sitting next to our very young executive producer,
and so she can hear it.
Can she hear anything yet?
She can't hear
a
thing.
Not yet. What about now? Did you hear it? Did you hear it, Mike?
I can hear this now.
No. Just before this bit.
I didn't hear anything. I heard silence. But then Emily didn't hear anything either, and she heard it yesterday.
Okay, well, let me just play it again.
How do you know you're playing it if you can't hear it?
Because I played it to her, and she said I was playing it. Here, listen.
Play this bit now. Listen. Listen. Oh, Emily's nodding. I can't hear it. I can't hear it.
So I'm an old fart. You're an old fart.
We're an old fart.
I'm not playing it now, but I'm playing it now. Anything?
No, I can't hear it. Can't hear a damn thing. Turn it up. Can you play it louder?
Well, I can't. Now, there's a whole lot of dogs outside. I don't know why. I'm playing it again. Can you hear it?
I can't hear it, and I want to desperately. Text me if you could hear that.
You could have just lied. You could have said.
Well, yeah, okay, well, of course I can hear it, Glenn. But will it transmit it on the radio though? And how do we know?
Well, you just listened to it transmitted on the radio.
No, I didn't.
You
I couldn't hear it. I didn't know what was going on. Oh my God! Text me if you could hear it. What if no one texts and they couldn't hear it? What if everyone listening to this program is an old fart?
Well, we know that is not the case. I mean, you don't get to be the number one station in the country with just old farts listening.
That is true.
No offense, old farts. I mean, as we've just confirmed, Mike and I are one of your creed.
Depressing.
I don't know if you could hear it. If you couldn't hear it, I definitely played it. It definitely made our executive producer roll around on the floor screaming. Well, I might be exaggerating that a little bit. But, quite the text response from that. And if you'd like to see a picture of the sound, if you know what I mean, check out my Instagram account. It's GlennZB on Instagram. That's GlennZB with two N's in the middle. That was the rewrap. We'll do it again for you tomorrow. See you then.